episode 20 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Sandy, and this week, I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Amy, Andy, and Elizabeth. Carnival Cruise Lines is known for their fun ships. They represent a good introduction into the world of cruising because of their large fleet, variety of ports and destinations, as well as their price point. I recently experienced a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise on the Carnival Pride, while Andy sailed on the Carnival Splendor on a 7-night Eastern Caribbean itinerary. We thought this would be a great opportunity to hear about these as well as other recent experiences we've had and our thoughts on this line of ships. So let's get started. You guys have some questions for us?
So are they really the fun ships?
I had a lot of fun. This was my first experience on a Carnival ship, and I went with my cousin, so it was just, you know, two adults. We went in January, which I love cruising in January because it's so cold everywhere else. It was an older crowd for sure. I think there were only like 100 kids on board. So it's definitely different than my last cruise. My last cruise was a Disney cruise. But yeah, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely the fun ships. This was actually my third Carnival cruise. And each time I've cruised Carnival, it's been with a different crowd. I've sailed with three couples. I've sailed with my family, with my kids. And this time I sailed with my boss, my co-worker. Every time is different, but we got to experience different things each time. It's definitely a great introduction to cruising because it is a little bit more affordable than some of the other cruise lines. But definitely in January, it was a great opportunity for us to get away from the cold weather. It rained apparently the whole time we were away. We had 85 degree temperatures and it was absolutely gorgeous. But there's so many fun things to do on board. Whether you have kids, they have the whole Dr. Seuss, they have a parade, they have a story time, interactive story time with the cruise director. There's so many other things, whether it's from the nightclubs to trivia contests to...
Let me just say, we won the Frozen trivia. There was not a lot of competition. There were a couple like young people, but they didn't know all of them. There were some kids there.
I won movie quotes trivia on my own against about 15 other teams. So yeah. I was actually quite pleased with my wasted youth.
You were a team of one, and you beat other teams.
My team name was Party of One.
She called it a me party.
Hey, Andy, I have not been on a Carnival cruise since I was 19 years old, and that was back in the 1980-something. I know there's a lot of newer ships out there, but my memory is this old ship. So what is this? Okay, so I have questions about the new ships versus the old ships. Have you guys been on some of the old and the new?
I was just on the Pride, and it just came out of dry dock. I want to say it started sailing in 2012, maybe 2010, 2012. So it's not an old ship anyway. They're redoing all their fleet for the new 2.0 fun upgrade. They add like the Dr. Seuss stuff. So the Dr. Seuss theming isn't on all of them yet. And they add like some pubs and things like that. The one I was on, I mean, it was pretty modern. But
they don't add all of the things to all of the ships.
No.
I was on the Splendor, which hasn't officially had the 2.0 upgrade yet. But it did have the Dr. Seuss activities, which includes a green eggs and ham breakfast, the parade, and story time. But it didn't have the Alchemy Bar, which is the martini bar with a twist where you can basically... They have that on the Carnival Sunshine. I sailed on that this past summer with my kids. And you can actually sit at the bar, and the bartenders all wear white coats and ask you what your mood is, and they'll make you a drink to match your mood. And it's a whole lot of fun. The Red Frog Pub, I've spent a little bit of time in there. My kids actually loved that. They said it was a very relaxed atmosphere. It's also where a lot of the trivia contests were held on the Carnival Sunshine, which had just come out of dry dock when we sailed on it back in August. It's just a Caribbean theme that's really laid back. And there's a shuffleboard, and there's dominoes, and all sorts of things in there, as well as the Red Frog Ale, which is specific to Carnival.
I was going to ask you about that because they said it was brewed especially for them.
The Florida ships now have craft beer from Florida on them now, too,
from Cigar City Brewing
out of Tampa.
And that's generally reckoned to be one of the best craft breweries in the country. They don't have much. I think they have just a couple of their beers, but it's still better than a little bit more variety than you typically find on a cruise ship. The other additions on the Frontship 2.0 are things like the Guy Fieri's Burger Bar and the Blue Iguana Burrito Bar, which you don't find everywhere else. The Guy Fieri Burger Bar, some of the best burgers I've had. He has his whole take of it. Unique twist on things. One of the burgers he has is the pig patty, which is basically a bacon burger. There's no actual hamburger patty, it's all bacon.
I didn't try that. They did have that. They had the guy, how do you say his last name? Ferrari? They had that on ours, and we had that twice. It was good. There's no charge for that. Yeah. Another thing they did that I really liked was their movies on deck. They showed them at night, and they would let you go grab a blanket. They would check it out, and you had to take it back after, and they would check your name off. You'd get a blanket. You'd lay up on the pool deck. The popcorn was free, which it wasn't on Disney, so that was pretty cool. And you just kind of hang out and watch a movie. And we were watching double features. We saw a couple Marvel movies one night, and that was a lot of fun. I really liked that.
So, and then getting back to your question about the older ships,
sorry,
because there are still older ships out there. And my first Carnival sailing was on the Fantasy, which now sails out of Charleston, which is another good thing to know about Carnival is if you want to be able to drive to a port, it's far more likely that you'll be able to drive to a Carnival port than any other. Mm-hmm. So the Fantasy that sails out of Charleston used to sail out of Port Canaveral back in 1900 when I sailed it. was in my very early 20s.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get what you...
Did you know? I'm sorry, is the sound messing up on this podcast? I'm so sorry. This audio, it's a serious problem. And so then, and it was interesting because when we sailed that a long time ago, cruise ships were just starting to realize that people really wanted balconies off their stateroom. Before that, a lot of cruise lines, their balconies were not even an option. They just didn't exist really. In sailing on the Fantasy, we were sort of struck by that there were no balconies. The only balcony staterooms are the suites. And that's actually still true today. But for the convenience of sailing out of Charleston, she has been given some overhauls. She doesn't have everything that the Fun Ship 2.0 upgrades come with. She doesn't have much of them at all, but still very fun ship. And in that same family of ships is the Fascination, which I was on just a couple years ago out of Jacksonville. Again, not very many ships sail out of Jacksonville, Florida. It's a nice, easy drive for people in the Carolinas, Georgia, and even Virginia. She's in the same family. She did have more balcony staterooms. She seemed to be a little bit more updated, but still not nearly at the level of the ships that you guys were just on. Definitely a great starter cruise. And we sell a lot of the Fantasy because, you know, many of us are in North Carolina. And it's just...
It's closest port to me in Columbia.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half down the road.
Yeah, it's so easy. And who doesn't want to sail out of Charleston? I mean, it's, you know, beautiful. Seriously. The port itself has lots of issues, but but the city is fantastic.
You know, I was on the Splendor last month. You know, that was built in 2008. It hasn't had the 2.0 upgrades yet, so it's not an old ship, but it's by no stretch any one of their newer ships. But there was an awful lot going on. Whether you wanted to dance the night away or sit quietly, they have a library on board. The one thing I do like, they have a very good piano bar, and they have a great comedy club that's hosted through the comedian George Lopez, mm-hmm. In affiliation with him. And they have some great comedians, you know, that have appeared in HBO specials. And we just had a great time just meeting. Some of them are family-friendly shows. Some of them are adults only. But that's the thing I like about Carnival Cruises. It really does appeal to just about anybody. Families with young children. They weren't there on the January cruise, but in August, a third of the ship was children.
Well, you know, another thing they do, did you go see the Hasbro game show? That's a great show for kids.
I haven't actually seen that, but I hear good things about it.
Yeah, that was cool. It's like live action. You have to throw this basketball into this huge Kinect 4 kind of to win the game and stuff. So it was pretty cool.
I mean, there's always something to keep you entertained, whether it's a trivia contest or the Hasbro games or, you know, sometimes Carnival does have a bit of a reputation for being a little bit cheesy sometimes, and they do still have the knobbly knees contest and the hairy chest contest. But, you know, they have the art auctions, which, you know, I went and tried to get a little bit of culture while I was on board and had a look at some artists. And there are some specialty dining options as well. Did you check any of those out, Sandy?
Yeah, I did. We went to David's Steakhouse. It was a really good meal. Very good.
Yeah, what's the extra? Is it $35 a person?
It was $35. And the night we did it, there was a free bottle of wine, too. So it was really
good. That's a nice bonus.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah.
When I sailed on the Sunshine back in August of last year, that had just had the 2.0 upgraded and actually been cut in two and had a whole new midsection added, elongated. And they'd added, part of the Funship 2.0 upgrades is Cucina del Capitano, Captain's Table, Captain's Kitchen, which actually has recipes from the families and wives and mothers of Carnival's captains, who are typically Italian, and old family recipes. And we dined there on the first night. They gave us, a $10 break per person, dropped it down to $15 a person. And it was one of the best Italian meals I've had in a long, long time.
So I'm assuming that they have some buffets like other ships do.
Mm-hmm.
How is just the everyday food on the ships, the buffets or the main dining?
One of the things I thought was funny was, you know, we had breakfast in the buffet a few days, and then we decided to go to the restaurant. The menu was the same as the buffet. So we were like, oh, okay, so we could come here and have our juice in a glass, I guess. Yeah, so I actually preferred the buffets because if it's going to be the same menu, you know. The dining was good. We did the Your Time Dining where you have like a 4-hour window to just show up. And you can ask for your own table if you're just two people, but you might wait a little while. For the first night, we decided that we would sit with other people, and we did that a few times. And I guess I had missed it a couple nights in a row, but all of a sudden they made this announcement and all the waiters started dancing.
No, the Carnival is famous for that, actually.
I don't know how I missed it. I'm like, what is happening here? And this woman beside me is like, oh, this guy's a good dancer. This
guy's a good dancer. It is a little unnerving because they do get up on the serving station to dance or where they clear the dirty plates to. And it's rather strange because both the guys and the girl waiters put on the same, you know, frilly sleeved jackets. You know, the maitre d' comes out and makes a bit of a show of it. Sometimes he'll sing. Sometimes he'll just get everybody dancing. And my kids loved it because they got to wave their napkins in the air and, you know, at the request of the maitre d'. And that's something that, you know, I typically wouldn't let them do. He said we could do it there. So they had a great time doing that. But yeah, it's just a fun atmosphere. The one thing that's very impressed with the quality of the food, whether it was from escargot to frog's legs or lobster and Chateaubriand, the one thing that I did find a little bit strange is that as you're in the middle of eating, if it's not one of the formal or elegant evenings, the formal dining evenings, they will come around and offer you shots.
They didn't offer me shots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Did they do that with you, Sandy?
No. I definitely have everything. That.
Sandy would have been
That's because you were in the buffet.
You know, just strange because I'm eating my warm chocolate melting cake and they come around and offer me a shot of Fireball whiskey.
Wow.
It was just a little bit strange. But, you know, it's more to do with the Funship. And you get a little souvenir shot glass. I did do one just to have a shot of limoncello one night.
That's exactly the one I did was the limoncello. Yes, absolutely. Delicious.
Is it free?
But, I know you don't typically get that on other cruise lines. But it's just part of the, you know, the demographic. The price point is affordable. So you do get a lot of people who might not be able to afford to go on another different cruise line. So it does run the gamut in people. Everybody we met on board, there were a lot of snowbirds, a lot of Canadians on board coming down for some winter sun. A lot of people from New York or Massachusetts. We sailed out of Miami, so we had a 9.5-hour drive from South Carolina. But a lot of people flew in and spent some time down having some winter sun. We were out in the exotic Eastern Caribbean, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, you know, one of the things we did was we used an outside vendor for our excursions, and we used a Carnival vendor for one of them, just so I could kind of get a taste of the difference. And I liked the Carnival one. It was good, but I really liked leaving the port, and you felt like you were kind of giving back a little more to the local economy when you used the outside vendor. And one of the weirdest things, I was in, we were at Mahogany Bay in Roatan, which is like 30 miles off the coast of Honduras. I had heard all these awful things about Honduras to the point where I was not sure what to expect at all. And when we pulled into that port, the port was gorgeous and it looked like a shopping mall or something. It was like nowhere near what we were used to seeing in these other ports we'd been to. And when we went to meet for our excursion, they told us that Carnival owns that port. Like there's actually two ports in Roatan And the other cruise ships go to the other one. And this one is Carnival, and that's why the stores look really nice. And every, I mean, you could really, they had like a chairlift thing going over to their beach. I don't know if it's a private beach because I didn't go over there. But
there's a public beach and a private beach. I've actually rented a private cabana there at Roatan.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, it was really nice.
He'll talk
nice.
To you all day about that. He loved it. We could do a whole podcast on that.
Okay,
right.
I'll do
it. You know what the funniest thing was, though? We were coming back into the port. We went zip lining that day. It was really gorgeous. When we were coming back in, they had a stand that said, get your passport stamped. And I was so excited because I barely have any stamps in my passport. So I went over there and then I saw that there was like a tip jar, which I thought was a little bit strange, but I didn't think anything of it. I just put my passport away. And when I got home to North Carolina, I looked at it and the stamp says, I have visited Roatan, Honduras. It's not a real passport stamp. I was like, look at this. No wonder they were asking for tips.
The one thing I found though, that maybe is my little tip here. I mean, there are multiple options for shore excursions, and often through the cruise line is a very good option. But what I've found is typically those tend to really be quite popular and a lot of people on them. But finding a third party, while there are some out there that you might be sort of a little bit hesitant to use, for the most part, some of our other shore trip vendors, they are much smaller parties. We rented Jeeps when we drove around St. Martin. We had a local guide who was driving in front of us, but it was just my friend Ben and I in the Jeep behind and another party in the Jeep. So it was a convoy of three vehicles. And it was just a really small group. We were in contact via walkie-talkie, so if we needed to stop or we wanted to stop somewhere, he would let us do that. But we just really got a feel for the island with the security of a local guide, and we just had a wonderful time. It was the same in in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where we had a walking tour with a local guide, thinking that we'd be in a group of maybe 10, 20 people. It was just the two of us with a local guide, so we could go wherever we wanted to, and that was booked through a third party, and we had a wonderful time.
Okay, so back to Carnival. Tell me about the kids' activities, because obviously Carnival is very family-friendly. So I know Andy didn't have any children with him this last time, but and you didn't either, right?
No, but I did. I tried to talk my cousin into doing the green eggs and ham breakfast, but I couldn't talk her into it, which it's only a $5 upcharge, so it's really not.
It's only $5.
Yeah.
It's great. Happy.
Did you do it, Andy? Did you do that with the kids when you did it?
No, we didn't do it. My kids weren't interested in it, to be quite honest. They enjoyed the parade because they got to make noise and travel off through the ship and annoy everybody. I did speak to some people who did actually book the breakfast, and they said it was very good value and a lot of fun, and they do have the characters who come around. And the kids' clubs, though, in general, my daughter, who was 4 at the time, absolutely loved the kids' clubs and didn't really want to leave. My son, who was a little bit older, and he was 11 when we traveled back in the summer, was kind of in that between age between being too old for the younger kids' one and too young for the older kids' one. He was kind of caught in that middle. So he wasn't really impressed. He wanted to go whenever we were playing video games, but he didn't want to do anything that was arts and crafts or coloring. Difficult tweenager. but my daughter loved it. I mean, she colored T-shirts and they did things with stuffed animals and played board games and had a thoroughly wonderful time. And the staff there were very, very good with the kids, considering they had about 900 to 1,000 of them on there in the summer. They really did have their hands full.
Wow.
the thing I do like about some of the Carnival ships, though, is the water park activities. They have a lot of splash pads and water activities for the younger kids, as well as the main water slides. And I thought that was a nice touch for people traveling with younger children.
Yeah, I think that's important to look for because people don't realize that if your child isn't potty trained, your child cannot go in the pool.
Yeah.
Swim diaper or no swim diaper, they can't go in. So to have those splash areas are actually really important. And a lot of newer ships do have them, not just Carnival, but other lines. But Carnival is very good. Their water parks are actually really, really fun.
Yeah, we had 2 slides, but I didn't go on them because I could tell one was a wedgie-making slide. And it really, honestly, it was a little bit cold to do that. And it was very windy on our days at sea, so, yeah.
The other thing that's maybe worthy of mention that Carnival do, and they promote a lot, is the Carnival Live series, where they have some rock bands come on, and sort of bands of the, like, Styx, and I think they've had sort of, what else have they had?
They had Daughtry, they have Smokey Robinson, Journey.
Yeah, Lady Antebellum were on, I think, as well. So
yeah, so
it's not just older bands, it's some of the more recent hit makers.
But one of the cool things they do that I think is neat is they'll fly the artist to, you know, what, the Bahamas or whatever, and they'll keep the artist there for a few days, so when the different ships are in port, you have a couple of opportunities, and then the artists will come onto the ship, and they'll be in the theater where you would see, like, the Hasbro show, which is a very small venue. If this is a band you really like, this is a good opportunity to see them in a very small setting. So,
full up charge typically as well. It's,
yeah, not that much, like 35.
Yeah, yeah. And there's lots of special sailings to choose from, lots of different bands. Yeah. And
so Carnival definitely has something for everybody, whether it's families with young children all the way through to, we had an older crowd and our sailing too out of Miami. Definitely something for everybody. Yeah. Definitely the fun ships. Good times.
All right, well, I think that wraps up our show for this week. Hopefully, we've inspired you. On behalf of Amy, Elizabeth, Andy, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.